Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 399. Ladies and gentlemen, our scripture passage chosen by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers today, is Numbers chapter 2, verse 31. And it reads, "All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards." Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, "The camp of Dan brought up the rear when the armies of Israel were on the march. The Danites occupied the hindmost place. But what mattered? The position, since they were as truly part of the host as were the foremost tribes. They followed the same fiery, cloudy pillar. They ate of the same manna, drank of the same spiritual rock, and journeyed to the same inheritance. Come, my heart, cheer up, though last and least, it is thy privilege to be in the army of the Lord and to fare as they fare who lead the van. Someone must be hindmost in honor and esteem. Someone must do menial work for Jesus. And why should not I, in a poor village, among an ignorant peasantry, or in a back street, among degraded sinners, I will work on and go hindmost with my standard." The Danites occupied a very useful place. Stragglers have to be picked up upon the march, and lost property has to be gathered from the field. Fiery spirits may dash forward over untrodden paths to learn fresh truth and win more souls to Jesus, but some of a more conservative spirit may be well engaged in reminding the church of her ancient faith and restoring her fainting sons. Every position has its duties, and the slowly moving children of God will find their peculiar state, one in which they may be eminently a blessing to the whole host. The rear guard is a place of danger. There are foes behind us as well as foes before us. Attacks may come from any quarter. We read that Amalek fell upon Israel and slew some of the hindmost of them. The experienced Christian will find much work for his weapons in aiding those poor, doubting, desponding, wavering souls who are hindmost in faith, in knowledge, and in joy. These must not be left unaided. Yea, the New Testament speaks, and I'm adding this, of the feeble-minded, and therefore be it the business of well-taught saints to bear their standards among the hindmost. My soul, do thou tenderly watch to help the hindmost this day? Shall we pray? And shall we hear and sing the song, "Thank You, Lord"? Better yet, "Going Up Yonder" by Walter Hawkins. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, what our hearts have heard and our ears have heard and our hearts have felt and our minds have contemplated this morning. Lord, have your holy word and all the devotional material, Lord, to strengthen our hearts, our minds, our spirits, to change our mentalities and our attitudes. Help us, Lord, from this foundational material to march on today, to hold up the blood-stained banner, to be sober-minded, to be vigilant, to be watchful, to be prayerful. Yes, Lord, we would love to enjoy ourselves, but Lord, I believe that we can enjoy ourselves in obedience. In fact, I know it, and watching at the same time and praying without ceasing, for there's no greater joy than to be in you. And so, Lord, I pray that everyone would use this time as a bouncing off foundation to worship you throughout this day, to pray without ceasing, to meditate on your holy word, to be sober-minded, to be vigilant, to be watchful, and yes, to enjoy the life that you've given us as well, as we are surprisingly coming off of a 40-day Daniel fast. I pray that you'd bless it and anoint it and use it for your glory, praise, and honor, and that millions of souls will be saved from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as he did, here is how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin, always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trust that Jesus Christ is your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.